Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
Today we're tackling something that's, well, kind of become a fact of life. We're talking Wi-Fi security.
Yeah, because let's be real, who hasn't just connected to the free Wi-Fi at a coffee shop without even, like, thinking about it?
Right. You just want to grab your coffee and go.
But those free connections, they can come with some, shall we say, strings attached. And that's where this whole thing with Microsoft comes in.
It's interesting timing, right? Because we just got this news from, where was it? WebPro News, I think?
Yep, WebPro News, published today, October 1st, by the way.
Right, October 1st, 2024.
Yeah.
Can't forget that. The title, though, kind of jumps out at you.
Microsoft Defender adds insecure Wi-Fi network protection.
They're not exactly being subtle, are they?
Nope. Not at all. I mean, it's clear they're making moves, and honestly, it's about time.
So, for those who might not know, what is Microsoft Defender? Besides, like, that thing that pops up sometimes.
Right. So it's basically the security software that comes built in with Windows. You know, most people have it.
Okay. So it's not just some random app.
Definitely not. And now they're giving it a major upgrade, specifically focused on how it handles, you guessed it, Wi-Fi security.
Like, really focused.
Yeah.
Because the article dives into some pretty specific stuff.
It does. They're adding this whole feature to automatically detect if you're on a network that's not secure. Like, at all.
Which, honestly, how many of us even know how to check that?
Right. Most people, they see free Wi-Fi and they're like, jackpot.
Exactly. But, and maybe this is a dumb question, why is Microsoft doing this now?
Well, they've had their security, let's call them learning experiences in the past.
Right. Haven't we all?
Exactly. But this feels like them trying to get ahead of it. Reassure people. Show that they're taking cybersecurity, especially on public Wi-Fi, seriously.
It's more than just a PR move, then.
Way more. This is about them adapting to a world where, frankly, everything's online and the bad guys are getting smarter.
And they're starting with this whole auto detection thing, which sounds great, but then what? Does it just, like, scold you?
Chuckles. Thankfully, no. They're actually making Defender able to turn on a VPN for you right then and there.
Oh, wow. Directly through the app.
Directly. No more needing a separate thing. Just boom, VPN activated.
Okay, but for those of us who, you know, aren't tech wizards, what does that even do?
So in the simplest terms, a VPN creates like a secret tunnel for your data. So even if you're on, say, that coffee shop's Wi-Fi, whatever you send and receive online is encrypted. It's like scrambling a message, so only the person with the code can read it.
That's actually super helpful. I always thought VPNs were like this super complicated thing.
They can be, but the point is to make security easier, right? And they're really pushing that, too. This VPN stuff, it's going to be on Windows, Mac OS, Android, iOS.
So no matter what you're using.
You covered. They're even rolling it out to way more countries, starting with the US, UK, Germany, Canada.
It's like they finally realized, hey, people use more than just one device.
Chuckles, right? Yeah. Welcome to 2024, Microsoft.
But here's where I got kind of tripped up in the article. They keep mentioning this, like, suspicious Wi-Fi thing. How does Defender even know?
Yeah, so this is where it gets kind of techie, but fascinating at the same time. They're using something called heuristics.
Heuristics?
Heuristics. Basically, it's like giving Defender a sixth sense for shady Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but explain it like I'm five.
So imagine Defender is like a detective. Instead of just looking for the obvious stuff, it's analyzing the Wi-Fi's behavior, its patterns. If something seems off, if it matches the way hackers set up their networks.
Red flag.
Exactly. It raises those red flags.
So it's not just looking for a weak password or something.
Not just that, no. It's way more sophisticated. It's looking for patterns that match, like, known attack methods, things hackers do.
Which brings us to the kind of scary stuff, right? The article mentioned things like man-in-the-middle attacks, evil twin attacks.
Yeah, those sound like straight out of a movie, don't they?
Seriously. Like, how worried should we actually be about this stuff?
As worried as you are about protecting any of your other important stuff, it's real, and it's happening all the time.
Okay, so break it down for me. What's an evil twin attack?
So picture this. You're at the coffee shop, right? You open your laptop, see free Wi-Fi.
Connect immediately. Been there.
Right. Who hasn't? But here's the thing. A hacker could set up a fake network.
With the same name as the coffee shop's Wi-Fi.
Exactly. So it looks totally legit. You connect thinking you're on the coffee shop's network.
But you're actually on the hacker's network.
Bingo. And now they can potentially see everything you're doing, websites you visit, passwords you type, everything.
That is seriously messed up.
It's why this whole Defender update is kind of a big deal, if it can spot those fake networks.
They could save people a lot of grief.
Exactly. And then there's the man in the middle thing.
Okay, that one sounds even more ominous.
So imagine someone, the man in the middle, inserting themselves between you and, say, your bank's website.
They're just, like, hanging out in the digital ether waiting to pounce.
Pretty much. You think you're talking directly to your bank, but they're intercepting everything.
So even if the website looks real,
they could be stealing your info. Logins, passwords, even financial details, that's what leads to data theft, which, by the way, the article mentions too.
This is why I have trust issues.
It's not just you. But look, here's the good news. We're not totally defenseless.
Oh, thank goodness.
Using a VPN, even if it's not the one built into Defender, is huge.
Because it's like that encrypted tunnel you were talking about before.
Exactly. That encryption makes it way harder for anyone to snoop on what you're doing, even if they do manage to get in the middle. It's like speaking in code.
So basically, if you're going to be on public Wi-Fi, VPN is a must.
Pretty much. Think of it as your digital shield, protecting your info from those less than savory characters online.
So Microsoft is trying to help, but it feels like we can't just rely on them entirely.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. This isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
More like stay vigilant, even with the new tools.
Absolutely. This news shouldn't make anyone think, okay, cool, problem solved. Back to online banking at the coffee shop.
Right. It's still on us to be smart.
It is big picture. This is about awareness as much as it is about software updates.
Okay, so someone listening right now, what's the one thing they should take away from all of this?
Be mindful. Question everything. Don't just blindly connect to a Wi-Fi network because it's there.
Like, actually look at the name, make sure it's the right one.
Exactly. Yeah. And check for HTTPS and the website address. That S is crucial. It means the site's encrypting your data.
It's like the bare minimum these days.
Pretty much. And if you're really unsure, just ask someone who works there what the Wi-Fi name is.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Right, especially with your info.
100%. And this might seem obvious, but try to avoid doing super sensitive stuff on public Wi-Fi if you can.
Like online banking, shopping, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Even with a VPN, it's just good practice to minimize risk.
Okay, solid advice. And speaking of minimizing risk, what about those security updates?
Yes. Those, don't ignore them. Whether it's for Defender or any other security software you use.
Easy to do, though, when you're just trying to get work done.
I hear you. But those updates, they often include patches for newly discovered vulnerabilities, things hackers could use against you.
So it's like they're constantly one step ahead, hopefully.
That's the goal. And yeah. It's why staying updated is so crucial.
It's a digital arms race out there, for sure. But you know, it's funny. We've talked a lot about Defender being able to spot suspicious Wi-Fi. But like, how does it even know?
That is a great question. And honestly, one I'm not sure anyone has a perfect answer to yet.
The article was pretty vague on the specifics.
It was. They mentioned heuristics, but didn't really elaborate on what triggers those suspicious alerts.
So are we just supposed to trust that Microsoft knows best?
It's a tough one, right? On one hand, we rely on these tech companies to handle the behind-the-scenes security stuff.
Most of us aren't coding our own security software.
Exactly. But on the other hand, having even a basic understanding can help you make smarter decisions.
So it's about finding that balance.
I think so. We don't all need to be cybersecurity experts, but we can be informed users who ask questions.
Right. Like, hey, what makes this Wi-Fi suspicious?
Exactly. The more we know, the better equipped we are to navigate this increasingly complex digital world.
I like that a lot. Well, everyone listening, as you head out to find your next free Wi-Fi hotspot, remember, a little digital vigilance goes a long way. Huge thanks to you, expert speaker, for walking us through it all.
Happy to be here. Always a pleasure.
And thanks to all of you for joining another deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.